Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf coast to coast across America, around the world, on the American Forces Network, this is your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Greetings, fellow golfers, from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, home of the 2018 U.S. Senior Open. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenoff. Thanks for listening and making us part of your weekend. Well, 2015 will be over before you know it, but it's a big year for golf here in Colorado. The Colorado Golf Association celebrating its 100th anniversary this year from 1915 to 2015. They're calling it a century of golf, and it's culminating in the Century of Golf Gala. It's right here at the Broadmoor, just a little over a month away now. It's set for Saturday, November 14th. The featured guest will be Jack Nicklaus. Tim Rosefort from the Golf Channel will be here. Hale Irwin, Judy Bell will be honored, among others, and it'll be a big night. Joining us today from the Colorado Golf Association to talk about that and more, Ryan Smith will be here. Ryan is the Director of Development at the CGA. He works with individuals, businesses, and foundations to coordinate sponsorships and contributions in support of the association's tournaments and programmings. And like I said, he will update us on all the goings-on to this point in the Century of Golf, and he'll also fill us in on what's happening a month out from the Century of Golf Gala that'll happen right here at the Broadmoor, home of the 2018 U.S. Senior
it's
Open.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
And a reminder, if you missed something from today's show or any future shows, you can find it on iHeartRadio Talk. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk. Stay in touch 24-7. iHeartRadio.com/talk. Jay and Jerry teeing it up with Ryan Smith as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast-to-coast on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music, so let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called NON24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about NON24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show and your number one source for golf news, information, and entertainment on the radio, Tee to Green. You found it. Live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Jay Ritchie with Jerry Butenoff. Welcome in on a nice Sunday, a nice fall Sunday here in Colorado. Don't know how many more of these we'll have left, Jerry.
Well, you never know, but we've potentially record-breaking highs today. Looking for 84, maybe, apparently, in town here.
And you're headed for...
I'm headed to a lake for some fishing.
I might be headed for a golf course later today to try to squeeze in 9 holes in and around some NFL football.
There's a nice little lake. Santa Isabel, I mean, you've been there, obviously, more than once. But for our listeners, it's about an hour and a half drive south and a little west of Colorado Springs here. And... nice little lake down there. Me and my buddy are going to take some antelope steaks down with us and grill up some grub and fish and have a splendid day down there with the dog.
I've never had antelope.
You should. In fact, if you ever have a chance, and I'll just throw this out to any of our listeners, if you ever have a chance to have smoked antelope, do not turn that down.
Okay.
It's about as good as eating can be.
So there you go, a little food channel mixed in, a little golf channel, a little golf talk going on here. We got it
doing
all today.
Doing my own Guy Fieri. Is that his name? Guy Fieri? Whatever.
It's a weird pronunciation. He says it so fast.
Okay, I don't know.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives. You drive a little T-Bird like he does?
No.
Okay. Hey, we're here at the Broadmoor. The Broadmoor's got... some big plans here in the next month or so. They'll be hosting the Century of Golf Gala presented by the Colorado Golf Association, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. Earlier this year, way back in the spring, we had Ed Mate, the head of the CGA, on the show to talk about all the things that were coming up this spring, this summer, and this fall involved with the Colorado Golf Association Century of Golf. And, wow, the golf gala at that time seemed so far away. Now we're here. It's just a little over a month away, Saturday, November 14th. It's happening right here at the Broadmoor. And Ryan Smith from the Colorado Golf Association will join us later in the hour to update us on what's happening there and to tell us about all the things happening with the Colorado Golf Association Century of Golf Celebration here in Colorado, 1915 to 2015. And something else I want to talk about before we get to Ryan later in the hour, as I mentioned, if you're a golfer, a fan of golf, did yourself a favor this week, lost a little sleep maybe, but stayed up late to watch some of the golf or all of the golf, whatever, from the President's Cup that's being played in Korea because of the difference in the time change. The action was overnight and carried live on the Golf Channel, so I don't know how many people gave up some sleep, sacrificed some sleep to do that, but if you did, then I think you agree with me and with Jerry that it was well worth it because it was some outstanding golf.
Some good golf for
We're not going to give you the results right now.
Yeah, for anyone that wants to watch the replay today, we won't reveal anything at this point, but let's just say It was good golf. The event needed it to be close.
Needed a shot in the arm.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I noticed, and this has been sort of the history during the President's Cup.
By the way, the President's Cup is the U.S. versus the rest of the world, except for Europe.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So you've got the Aussies and the South Africans and all that sort of stuff.
The Asians.
In here. Yes, exactly. The U.S. team in the two groups of foursomes, which is the alternate shot, went 6-3. They went 4-1 on opening day.
Yeah.
That format, as often as not, is what does them in during the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that they are so awful in that in the Ryder Cup year after year after year, yet in the President's Cup they always hold their own, or in this case, you know, on opening day, took a 4-1 lead that first day.
And
I don't understand it.
As long as we've been doing the show, you've been asking that question.
Yes,
every time we have a guest on, talk about the Ryder Cup, you ask that question.
And I just, you know, or is the international team really bad at that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what it is. But I don't understand it. Now, generally, once you win one of these cups, you can have a little, you know, say in format and changes and everything. When the U.S. wins the Ryder Cup the next time, why don't they, instead of opening up with the alternate shot on the first morning, do the best ball, and maybe they'll get a lead.
That's a good point.
To start off the event, and they won't be chasing from behind constantly during the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, and that's a good point. The Ryder Cup needs to look at the President's Cup. And the Ryder Cup, I think, should look at the President's Cup and a couple other things, too. For one thing, I think sometimes the Ryder Cup captains are a little too set in their ways. Jay Haas, the President's Cup captain, and his assistants, Freddie Couples, for one, I thought they gave the players a little more leeway. They even let the players pick who they wanted to be paired with, and that seemed to add to the chemistry, and it took a little bit of the pressure, I thought, off of the U.S. players.
The players campaigned for Phil Mickelson to be one of the two captain's picks, and, you know, he has not had a good year
point.
At all. And as it turned out, he went, he did well. We'll go over that later, too. But you know, he did very well in that, and you know, played very well this weekend. You know, it might be his last team competition.
Might be.
You know, very possible. And you know, so the captain's picks from both Nick Price and Jay Haas performed very well these past 4 days.
Yeah. But I thought overall the Ryder Cup's always entertaining and fun. But what I've seen of the President Cup this week, and I watched most of it, it was even more entertaining, more fun. The spirit of camaraderie of the U.S. players and the sportsmanship between the two teams seemed better than the Ryder Cup has gotten a little contentious, since Europe has gotten better.
Yeah, it's gotten a little tense. The President's Cup, the last four were such runaways. The President's Cup over this past decade has been what the Ryder Cup used to be before all of Europe got invited. When the U.S. just used to, you know, whitewash them constantly.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed, and the same thing, and we're going to see this if you watch any LPGA golf for the rest of the fall here, because they're on the Asian swing, their fall Asian swing here. When you got shots of that course at Incheon, when it's looking out over the sea, looks really nice. But when you turn the camera around and you've got all these high-rises right next to the golf course, and the same thing at Kuala Lumpur where the women played, and they've completed their tournament here too, that's just not a good look next to a golf course.
I was a little surprised to see all the high-rise buildings. I didn't realize I had never been to Korea.
Oh, yeah. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, has been one of the up and, I guess if you call it, if there's something, such a thing as an up and coming city or whatever, I mean, they've got one of the two tallest buildings in the world.
Yeah, I knew that.
And, but yeah, all of these places that you're going to see in the women's tour, the rest of the year are in big cities, and you're going to have big high-rises right next to the golf course, and it's just not aesthetically pleasing.
Big city skylines. And one other thing about the President's Cup before we move on, anybody who criticized Jay Haas for picking Phil Mickelson with one of his captain's picks knows nothing about golf. I'll say it right now. I don't care if they work at Golf Channel or NBC. To me, that was a no-brainer, and Haas was proven 100% correct with his pick.
Well, he's always been a good teammate. Everyone likes playing with him, and he's got a pretty good record in these team events, regardless of how he's been playing in the year or two leading up to those events.
Now, he did mess up playing the wrong ball the other day, and he fessed up. He admitted. Yeah. He said, that's on me. But what people are forgetting, that was on him. The other part was the rules officials who told him initially it was okay. It's Phil's job to play golf. He should know the rules. It's the other guy's job to know the rules.
Even more so, yeah. But there again, different in team competition than individual play. Yeah. So that has an effect there, too.
At the end of the show, we'll give the results of the International Cup. The replay comes up at noon Eastern time on NBC, so we don't want to spoil it, tell you how it turned out. But at the end of the show, Jerry will talk about that. Ryan Smith from the Colorado Golf Association, he is our guest in Denver. He's standing by. We'll check in with him next to talk about the century of golf in Colorado on Tee to Green.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hey everybody, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about a knockdown shot. I know you've heard a lot about a knockdown shot. Here's how you hit it. Three things you must do. One is play the ball further back in your stance than you think. You need to play it behind your back foot. You need your hands way ahead of where the ball is. I like to say they cover the left knee at address. Thirdly, you need to lean towards your target. This will help give you leverage and help ensure proper contact with the golf ball. If you want to add one thing to this shot, you must finish low to keep the ball flight low. That's a very desired part of any knockdown shot. Don't quicken the pace of your swing when you're trying to hit a knockdown shot. That will only complicate matters.
For more on taking some strokes off of your game, visit the website, teetogreenradio.com, or check in with your local PGA professional.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
There's your Sunday Sinatra fix.
We got the world by a string today in Colorado with our 80-degree weather here in the midst of October. Not bad, huh?
We do. Yeah. Music there from Frank Sinatra, courtesy of our San Francisco producer, Scott Cuddy. It's Tita Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. We are live and in real time on the Internet. You can find us at sportsbyline.com live every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, with replay at 1 o'clock Eastern Time at sportsbyline.com. You can access the Sports Byline website via our website, teetogreenradio.com. While you're at our website, teetogreenradio.com, like us on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, like us there. Follow us on Twitter at SportsBylineUSA. This is 2015. Colorado Golf Association celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. And from the CGA, joining us right now from Denver, Colorado, we've got Ryan Smith. Ryan is the Director of Development with the CGA. The Director of Development, big job, a lot of things on his plate. As the Director of Development, he works with individuals, businesses, and foundations to coordinate sponsorships and contributions to support what the association does as far as programs and tournaments. He's one of the money guys, I guess you might say. Ryan Smith's joining us right now from the CGA. Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm great. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
How long have you been at the CGA now?
Gosh, about a year and a half now. Joined last year. Right before the season.
What was your background? How did you end up with Colorado Golf Association?
Well, I am a native Coloradan and thought, what a great opportunity to put my talents, my skills of raising funds for nonprofits to use. And I had been working for Habitat for Humanity of Metro Denver, raising money for them, and when George Solich created the Colorado Golf Foundation, which is a separate 501c3, they were looking for someone to come in and help raise money for all the programs that are happening at the CGA, as well as be a really an integral fundraiser for all of golf across the state. So trying to raise money for programs beyond the CGA as well. So the foundation board and Ed Mate put me to the test and invited me to join their staff, and I've loved it.
Not that it's a requirement for the job, but are you a golfer?
I love the game. I am a golfer, but I give high handicappers a good name. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I've down that road. I've been down that road.
Yeah, you need to put the USGA's incredible system to use, and that's what I do.
Yeah. Well, not everybody's a scratch golfer, right?
That's right. That's right. It's about enjoying the game and the fellowship of the game. There's so many incredible values to this game, and that's what I'm proud to be a part of.
Well, Ryan, we had your boss, Ed Mate, on our show earlier this year, way back in the spring, and at the time we were talking about 2015 being the 100th anniversary of the Colorado Golf Association, and Ed laid out all the things that the CGA was planning for the year leading up to the culmination, the Century of Golf Gala here at the Broadmoor next month in November. At the time, that seemed so far away. But now, spring is gone, summer's gone, and that Century of Golf Gala, it's almost here, isn't it?
It really is. It's just around the corner, November 14th, there at the Broadmoor. We're very excited.
So before we get to talking specifically about that, let's talk about the year and some of the things the CGA has gotten involved with and done for the Century of Golf celebration. How's it been going so far?
Well, it's really been exciting. It really has. The centennial for us was really built on a vision of being the continued standard bearer for championship golf in the state for amateurs, really aligning with the USGA and their great programs like Play 9 Day, which was a really great success of introducing the game and getting clubs promoting the Play 9 programs, as well as just all the great USGA qualifiers and events. And we've had a lot of Coloradans involved in those tournaments. But as well, for us, really providing innovative, impactful youth programming out at Common Ground Golf Course. We've got great programs out there, and those have really, really flourished this year. And as well, for us, it was about being about collaboration to advance and improve golf. And that's where our relationships with all of the allied associations was really important for us to strengthen those. And none has been better than with the Colorado section of the PGA. We're just really excited about the advancements that we're making this year as well as next year to really strengthen the game in Colorado.
Ryan, I know that earlier in the year, one of the focus points, I guess, would have been, you know, getting the word out about the centennial for the CGA and getting more people involved in some of the things that went on during this year with the desire that some of these people will come back to some of these events and everything. Did you see some uptick in participation in various things like everyone wanted?
I think we did. And one new activity for the centennial was bringing the AJGA back to Colorado. That really brought a lot of golfers and donors around a great program for young men and women to play at the highest levels. We also had a very fun effort this year, and I credit Ed Mate, the executive director. His Century of Golf Challenge was to caddy 100 holes of golf across the season, and that has really brought a lot of excitement and focus to the CGA across the state. He's caddied on the Western Slope. He's caddied up and down the Front Range. It's really been a lot of fun to bring old and new faces to the CGA, just to put all of the programs that are going on at the CGA as well as across the state. So it's been really fun to see, and has raised a lot of money, but a lot of goodwill and excitement around the programming going on.
And we've been able to follow that and track that progress of the 100 holes on your website. Has he made it? Has he finished now? Where is he at on that?
He is so close. He ended up finishing around at City Park this past week with Rupert O'Neill. Rupert wanted him to come out to Ballyneal. It didn't work out for Ed's schedule, but they played 10 holes out there, and so I think he's at 93 holes is where he's at. So he's going to get one more round in, and he'll be finished. And I know he's looking forward to doing that this fall. And I don't to be continued where that is. I don't have that in my notes. I apologize.
That's okay. 93 is not bad. And he's only got seven more to go. We wish him the best on that. I know we talked to Ed about that when we had him on, and he was just getting started on that project. But like I said, the spring and summer has flown by, and here we are, the 100th anniversary of the Colorado Golf Association. Our guest is the CGA's Director of Development, Ryan Smith, who is joining us today here on Tee to Green. So besides Ed and his fundraising there, the American Junior Golf Association tournament that took place in early June. What other big event or big events have you had this year?
Well, for us, it's really been getting ready for this Century of Golf Gala. That's really been our big focus, and it's been a collaborative effort with all of the allied associations as well as the Colorado Golf Foundation to really to honor the history and the future of golf in Colorado.
We've got a lot more questions to ask you about that, and we are excited that it's here in Colorado Springs and right here at our home, the Broadmoor. It's coming up Saturday, November 14th. Jack Nicklaus will be here. Hale Irwin's going to be here. It's going to be a great night for golf in Colorado. And Ryan, stick around. We'll take a break. Commercials, pay some bills, a golf tip, and then we'll continue on the other side, okay? Ryan Smith is with us from the Colorado Golf Association. We'll continue from the Broadmoor. More of Tee to Green right after this.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Entertainment.
Do you like sports?
Do you like entertainment?
It's a little R&R on sports. 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Pacific. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor, and today I want to talk to you about teaching aids, the first one being just a plain, ordinary towel, and this is used primarily for the short game. Put it across your chest and put it under each arm. What this allows you to do is maintain the triangle through the chipping area, and it keeps your arms nice and taut to the body where you're not breaking your wrists and so on and so forth. Secondly is a head cover, just a plain, ordinary cloth head cover that you put under your right arm if you're a righty, to cure a flying elbow coming over the top of your swing where the club is pointing toward the first baseman. You want to avoid that at all costs. This will keep the right elbow to the side, and you'll be down the line much, much better.
For more on taking strokes off of your game, check out the website, tee2greenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. This is Destination Listening for dedicated golfers. It happens every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenoff. I mentioned earlier, we are live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days. Your local, of course, regular radio station here in Colorado Springs, our flagship station, Extra Sports 1300. We also have iHeartRadio. You can listen on Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app, and a whole bunch of other things that I don't even know how they work, Jerry.
I have none of that on my phone.
But at least they work.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And people are listening to us a lot of different ways. We hear from them on our Facebook page from all over the country, and we do appreciate it. All over the country and all over the world, I should say, as well, as we are on American Forces Radio. We have a lot of listeners in the Philippines.
Yes.
Go figure.
Well, it's what time is it there now? Like, it's late Sunday night. It's like 9 o'clock Sunday night or 11 o'clock. I don't know. So, you know,
we'll take it.
Yeah, we absolutely.
We will take it.
They're wrapping up their weekend in proper fashion.
Yeah, there you go. Our guest is Ryan Smith. He's with the Colorado Golf Association. Ryan's the director of development there, and of course, this year is a big year for golf in Colorado and for the CGA because in 2015, the CGA is 100 years old. They've had a year-long Century of Golf celebration, and it's going to culminate with the Century of Golf Gala Saturday, November 14th, right here at the Broadmoor. Jack Nicklaus being brought in as a special guest, the legend himself, and he's got a little bit of history, of course, here at the Broadmoor. His first major championship, the U.S. Amateur Championship in, 1959, was won right here on the Broadmoor East Course. And, of course, Jack Nicklaus, Colorado Golf, he won the Senior U.S. Open at Cherry Hills, 1993. And he has spent a lot of time here in Colorado during his golfing career.
He's got 13 golf courses in the state.
Building courses.
Designed by him or his Nicklaus Design Company. He wasn't directly involved in all of them. One of them, unfortunately, closed down a couple years ago, but he's got his imprint on golf course design in the state, including Castle Pines, where the International was
exactly
held.
Exactly. Great
all those
course.
Years.
My favorite all-time golf course, except for the Broadmoor, of course. So, Ryan, did you have to do much twisting of the arm to get Jack to come here for your gala?
Well, I'll be honest. The chairman of the Colorado Golf Foundation, Mr. Will Nicholson, Jr., invited Mr. Nicklaus to attend, and the way the story goes is Jack said, "Well, Will, you're probably the only one I couldn't say no to." So he graciously accepted, and there was no arm twisting, and he's coming. And a fun little fact that we learned that he and Barbara have never been back to the Broadmoor, so this is really a historic homecoming. Because obviously his 59 USAM win was before he and Barbara got married. So this is kind of a special time for him to reminisce. So we're excited to have him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had heard that and was kind of surprised. But he certainly did not play in the Senior Open here 7 years ago. And then His involvement in reconstructing the mountain course here was in name only. So, I hadn't heard that. So it's a little bigger than it was the last time he was here.
It sure is. What a wonderful place.
There's a few more buildings here in the old ice arena. He won't be able to lace up the skates. The old ice arena is gone.
Well, we're excited. We've got a lot of footage. In fact, on the Colorado Golf Foundation site, as fundraisers, we're selling an autographed Nicholas Charlie Coe lithograph that celebrates that event and Jack's win. But we've got a great video with USGA highlights from that event where a young Jackie Nicklaus takes on the formidable amateur Charlie Coe, and it is incredible to watch. That was an incredible match for Nicklaus, and fun to see the old black and white footage of it there at the Broadmoor. So to your point, a lot has changed.
And I imagine Charlie Coe will be at your gala as well.
Unfortunately, no, Mr. Coe won't be there. But we're going to celebrate him too through this video, and we've got a great 100-year retrospective video that's being put together that's going to show a number of the incredible highlights that have happened in 100 years of golf, because Colorado takes its place in terms of memorable moments, and the 59 USAM was one, but the next year, the 60 US Open at Cherry Hills is really, a lot of people say, as you all know, one of the best US Opens ever.
That was Arnold Palmer.
Yep, and instrumental in making golf a TV sport, too, at that time.
Yeah, that happened at Cherry Hills in Denver. The bust of Jack Nicklaus sits right here off the 18th hole near the practice green at Broadmoor East. That's probably from where we are, about 50, 75 yards away, right out the back door.
Nice little chip shot, yes.
Yeah. So, by the way, on our Facebook page, there is a picture of me and Jack Nicklaus that was taken in the summer of 2012 or 2013, when the U.S. Amateur Championship was played, and that was right there at your golf course, Ryan, at Common Ground.
That's right. We were proud to serve as the companion course for the USAM with Cherry Hills. A great moment for Common Ground in its early beginnings there.
Yeah, they brought Jack Nicklaus. Well, Jack Nicklaus came because his son Gary was playing in that event, and he and Barbara were walking the course, following him around, and after the round, they brought Jack over. There were maybe a half a dozen or so members of the media, and we just sort of held an impromptu press conference right there just off the 18th green. And I remember standing there, and I was right next to Jack, and we were asking questions, and he was talking, and suddenly he turned, put his arm on my shoulder, and started talking to me. We were like we were old buddies, and we'd known each other for 40 years.
I love it.
And everybody just looked. They looked at me like, are you guys friends or what? But it was a great moment. I got a photo of Jack and I together, and it's one of my favorite moments in my career of doing golf on this radio show. We're looking forward to his visit. He's not going to be the only big name there, though, is he?
Absolutely not. It's really going to be a chance to celebrate some of the luminaries of golf in Colorado. We're going to honor six individuals. We're going to honor the players of the century, and respectfully, Mr. Hale Irwin, who is his own champion in his own right, and just such an incredible golfer out of Colorado. And on the women's side, we'll be recognizing Barbara McIntyre. The professionals of golf, we're going to recognize Dennis Lyon, as well as Mr. Vic Klein. Respectfully, the superintendent and PGA professionals of the century, and then the individuals of the century are going to be Mr. Will Nicholson Jr. as well as Judy Bell, both of which are former USGA presidents. Judy remains the only female president of the USGA, and it was instrumental in a lot of the work they did in the last 20, 30 years. So it's really going to be a neat moment where we can honor those individuals. They truly are living legends of our sport, and that will be followed up with an hour-long fireside chat with Jack Nicklaus, and it'll be moderated by Golf Channel insider and Golf Digest writer Tim Rosefort, who is really excited to be at the Broadmoor and to recount some of these great Colorado moments for Jack Nicklaus.
And in Judy Bell's case, not all that long before she was USGA president, very instrumental in bringing the Women's Open to the Broadmoor here, the first time in 1995, the first Women's Open that was in Colorado. So there's been two others since then, but very remarkable woman. She's been a friend of ours here for a while, too, and a very lovely lady.
All this is set for Saturday, November 14th. Starts at 5:30 with a cocktail reception, 6:45 for the dinner, and then the formal program. After the dinner, guests will enjoy the fireside chat with Jack, moderated by Tim Rosefort. So, Jerry asked you a question in our last segment. You come up with all these ideas and all these programs to get people involved, but they really don't mean anything unless people get involved. So what's the response been like to the Century of Golf Gala? Are people buying tickets? Can they still get tickets? What's the situation?
Well, I appreciate that question. I'll start by saying we've received incredible support from the community. It started with Denver Country Club. Will Nicholson is a member there, and they have honored him in an amazing way and on a legacy way that as really one of the first courses to get started. The Denver Country Club's been amazing. The other presenting sponsors are the Broadmoor, Castle Pines Golf Club, as well as Cherry Hills Golf Club, the Golf Country Club. They've been fantastic. But then the community just stepped up with both tickets and tables purchased. Right now, we've sold 117 tables for this event. So we've got more than 1,100 people attending. But I'll say we've got space, and we are still selling tickets and tables. People are still buying. You can buy tickets. You can go to the ColoradoGolf.org website. There's a big banner with Jack Nicklaus on there. You can click there to buy tickets. Tickets are $300. If you can organize a group of your friends, 10 people, to a table, they're $2,500 for a table. I really encourage people, if you love golf and if you love Colorado, both are just going to be celebrated here with the greatest golfer ever, truly, yeah, with Mr. Nicklaus. So, we'd love for people to continue to buy tables and tickets. And you can do that at the ColoradoGolf.org website.
Save a couple of spots for Jerry and I.
And you definitely will.
I was going to say save a couple of tee times, but the golf outing for $100 a person to play the Broadmoor, that's sold out.
It is. As you could imagine, the Broadmoor has really been so generous in offering golf. We sold out the 120 players on the East Course immediately. I think it took one email to the 43,000 CGA members that said, "Boy, we want in on that." Russ Miller, director of golf there at the Broadmoor, has generously opened up the West Course, so we have more than 80 golfers on that as well.
All right. Hey, we're out of time, Ryan, but thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to seeing you in about a month, along with Jack Nicklaus and all the rest here at the Century of Golf Gala at the Broadmoor. Thanks for being here today.
Gentlemen, thanks for your great work.
Ryan Smith from the Colorado Golf Association. Jerry's next to take us on tour on Tee to Green.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, not done yet. Tee to Green continues as Jerry's here to take us on tour.
All right, listeners, turn your radios down if you are planning on watching the President's Cup replay in an hour or so here. U.S. wins it 15.5 to 14.5. It went 6-6 in the singles here. A couple of interesting things. During the course of the week, 15 of the 30 matches went to the 18th hole. That's
half.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. A couple of notes. It went down to the last match. Bill Haas defeated Sang Moon Bae 2-up, but went to the 18th hole. That was the clinching point. It was tied up until then. Unfortunately, Anirban Lahiri missed about a 2.5-foot birdie putt that would have halved his match and would have ended up, had that changed, with a shared cup, just like happened in South Africa back in 2003. A couple of things. Brandon Grace of South Africa went 5-0, only the fifth person in President's Cup history to do that. Oosthuizen, 4 wins and a tie. Mickelson and Zach Johnson, 3-0-1 for the U.S. The four Australians for the international team, no wins until the singles on Sunday. That had a lot to do with it. So the U.S. wins it. It was close. It was good golf. It was good for the event to have a close event like that. And we'll wait till 2017 when it comes to Liberty in New Jersey. The Syme Derby and the Women's Tour. Jessica Korda is your winner at minus 18. She hasn't had a good year, only one top 10 until now, but she shot back-to-back 65s. Four-shot win over Lewis Koe and Fung. And the seniors are in North Carolina. Kenny Perry at minus 8, one better than Joe Durant heading to their final day.
That's the SAS Championship.
Yes.
Okay. Good stuff. And the replay of the U.S. and the international team, the President's Cup, on NBC starts at
1 hour from
noon Eastern time.
That's one hour from now.
Okay. All right, thanks to Ryan Smith for joining us. Don't forget that Broadmoor hosting the Century of Golf Gala Saturday, November 14th. Go to the Colorado Golf Association website for more information. That'll do it. Thanks for listening. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.